This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Take control of the airwaves here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This toll-free number is brought to you by ProXPN. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Ellen.
Ellen's here courtesy of ALP. That is her show that she does with Allie, who is a former co-host of ours who we're sad to see go. She has moved out of the area to somewhere else in New Hampshire. And it's a little too far away to make an easy trip to Keene. So she is no longer on with us on Mondays. But I'm grateful that you're still here on Fridays, Ellen, because you are still in the area.
Yes, and I'm glad to be here, too.
And the two of you are still getting together for ALP. You're just getting together at a secret studio location somewhere else in New Hampshire that is not this studio. And so, therefore, ALP is no longer appearing live on LRN.FM. But I would like for the show to appear again, and at some point, I expect that it will. You guys are still kind of getting the routine down of how to produce a show in your own studio, because it's the first time that y'all have done that. And yep. So you're producing it, you're doing it live, but you're also editing, is that right, later?
Yep. So what happens is on Tuesday nights now we live stream it through Ustream, mm-hmm. and after the show is over, I take the audio and I edit it, and I'm still trying to figure out how to get it in the right format just to post it online, which is why it's not on the website yet, but you can still go to our website, alpshow.com. And we still have all other 39 episodes there, I believe.
That's pretty good. Now, did you do a new episode this week and you did one last week?
Yes, we did one last week.
So you have two in the can, but neither have yet made it online.
That's true. The one that we did last week, I don't think will be on our website.
Oh, really?
Just because it was like a trial run. We were trying to figure things out and see how we would feel doing the new show in the studio. And. Okay. It was more like trial and error, the first show, so that one's probably not going to be on the website until some point in the future where we feel like we want to release some extra content that no one's ever heard.
The embarrassing shows.
Yes. We didn't really have a topic, but this week when we did the show, I'm still editing it now, but it should be posted later tonight once I finish
that.
Yeah, and I actually enjoy doing the editing. I didn't think I would. But
really?
Yes.
Now, what are you editing? Are you editing? Because this is new for you, right? Because previously you were doing a live radio show on LRN.FM, and you would just take the archive and then just put that online.
Yep.
Why did you decide to go with the sort of edited podcast model now? Did you just feel like you had to cut out all the ums and ahs, or what are you editing out of the show exactly?
Well, really what we edit out is the beginning when we walk into the studio and we're live streaming, but we're not prepared yet.
I see.
So I edit out like the beginning. We edit in some songs because we do have one break in the middle. But really, that's what the new format is, and what I like about it so much is that it's just a continuous stream of us talking, and there's no interruptions unless we decide that we need a break at some point.
Okay.
So it's a lot more free-flowing.
Yeah.
And it's easier to carry on a conversation that way and cover every aspect of the topic.
Sure, and because it's a podcast, you can go as long as you want or as short as you want as well.
That's true. The recent episode that I'm editing now is about 3 hours long. So
wow, okay.
It's actually, there's a lot of
ideas in there. So like normally when you were on LRN, it was a two-hour show, but there's, you know, a certain amount of minutes of commercials and news every hour, so it really broke down to about 40 minutes of talk time per hour, so... So that's an hour and 20 minutes of talk time. So you're actually up quite a bit.
Yes, and I think it's quite fun, and I know Allie enjoys it too, because we get to set our own priorities now, mm-hmm. which I find actually it allows us a lot more creative freedom, which is probably the best part about it.
All right. Well, you've really pumped up the first episode here, or the new first episode, I guess, of ALP. So be on the lookout for that. Listeners, ALPshow.com is where that will post, and presumably once a week from that point on.
Yep.
Right. All right. Let's continue here. You are welcome to share your thoughts. If you're just tuning in, we, at the very beginning of the show, talked about Obamacare, and we didn't really get all the way through that story about these bureaucrats saying that they had started taking, they took this job with the Obamacare thing because they wanted to help people get health care, and then their job responsibilities have included nothing. I mean, they've been just basically goofing off in the office, playing games, harassing one another, doodling. I mean, really, they're not doing anything, and they're so frustrated by it. You would think that a lot of people would be happy that they don't have to actually do anything for work, but these people apparently have a conscience and are upset about it. So, Ellen, can you continue the story from what? Where was the source?
Newsmax? Newsmax.com. Yep.
All right.
So, to Katz, the woman that they're interviewing said that she took the job to help people get medical care, but now she feels guilty for working there. It was like I was stealing money from people, she said.
Yeah, it was exactly like
really?
That.
The accusations first surfaced publicly on Wednesday when workers told St. Louis television station KMOV that they were being paid to do nothing but sit at their computers all day and look busy. They're told to sit at their computers and hit the refresh button every 10 minutes. No more than every 10 minutes, an employee told KMOV. They're monitored to hopefully look for an application. So they are looking for applications. I guess they're just not finding any. Missouri Democrat Senator Claire McCaskill has called for a federal inspection general's investigation after hearing the allegations of wrongdoing from the Wentzville workplace. Meanwhile, Missouri Representative...
Wait, what's the wrongdoing? I mean, if their job responsibility is to process these applications and no one is applying, then they're doing their job, right? They're just killing time until the next application comes in.
When the highlight of the employees' days are playing Pictionary in the training room and you get paid decent money to get to go to work to talk to your friends, something is wrong.
Yeah.
So that's what an overseer at the facility said. So obviously there is something wrong. I guess that's the wrongdoing that they're looking into.
He must have pulled himself away from his solitaire game to make that statement.
Right. I'm sure he was quite busy and... Mm-hmm. Only had a brief moment to send that email.
It's ridiculous.
I've heard that there have been allegations from other facilities, and we're looking into that. So apparently this is not the only place that this is happening. So this is actually a phenomena with
it's probably nationwide.
Processing centers for Obamacare. They're just not getting any applications. And I'm not really surprised either, because I didn't apply. I know nobody that applied.
I don't know anyone either. I thought I had heard, though, Ellen, that there was only a window in the fall. So I'm kind of confused as to, again, I know almost nothing about Obamacare. I just know that it's been a dismal failure so far and that it's not going to make an already broken system any better. That much I know about it. But what I recall hearing is that there's like a window that opens up, some sort of an application window that supposedly opens in October, and I presume it closes by the end of the year or sometime. I feel like I've heard that it's closed at this time.
What I heard was that the deadline to have insurance is already passed, so they should be at least getting more applications now if they weren't already.
Yeah, so maybe if you know more about it, because obviously we are in the dark about all the details on this, you're welcome to share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. But what we do know is that, what do you know, government bureaucrats caught being lazy. In this case, they're being so lazy that the bureaucrats themselves are upset. Like, they feel like they're ripping people off. Now, that's a pretty rare comment to be made by a government bureaucrat, but it's nonetheless what we're experiencing here. Is there more to share?
There's a little bit more at the end. There's actually a bureaucrat talking about the bureaucrats.
Okay.
The unnamed whistleblower McCaskill claimed employees were told to pretend to work when federal officials were at the facility.
So when the bosses were there,
right.
Busy.
Serco says its workforce processed more than a million documents and made 1.4 million outbound calls to applicants between October 1st and April 30th, but admitted there are times when business is slow. As in any business or major program, there are peaks and valleys as the various tasks stop and start, said Alan Hill, Serco Senior Vice President of Corporate Communications and Government Relations. Now, that's a hefty title that he has, so I'm sure that it's in his best interest to defend these people.
Yeah, to make it sound like, right. Oh, it's just a little slowdown. There's no big deal here. You can share your thoughts with us at 855-453, especially if you've had experience actually trying to use this Obamacare system, or maybe you've actually worked for them. 855-453. Still to come, the Georgia woman who is suing the town of Sandy Springs, or the city of Sandy Springs, over a ban on sex toys. More on the way here on Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at Angioprim.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free
Talk Live. We'll take your calls about anything. All you have to do is dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. And I don't think I've mentioned our Skype enough. We do have that tonight. It is usually available to you. You can connect to username lrn.fm via Skype, and you do have to send a contact request first. So if you haven't done that yet, go ahead and send that contact request. We'll approve it. Usually it's like every break, essentially I'll glance over at Skype, see if there's any new requests there. So you'll get approved fairly quickly and be easily able to call us on Skype after that. Don't forget you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Now, we've talked a lot about Bitcoins here on Free Talk Live. I'm a big fan of Bitcoins. Ellen, do you have any Bitcoins yet?
I do. I own a portion of a Bitcoin.
Excellent. And, you know, any amount of Bitcoin is better than no Bitcoin. And if you want to acquire some Bitcoins, you first have to have a wallet. So get the blockchain.info free wallet. That's probably the best, simplest, easiest way to get a Bitcoin wallet is through blockchain.info. Once you've done getting the wallet, then you're ready to load it up with some Bitcoins. And you can do that through cashintocoins.com. They make it so easy. It's fast. It's safe. It's legal. And inexpensive. And customer service is their top priority at cashintocoins.com. Their rates are great. In fact, you can donate some of your fee to charity with cashintocoins.com. And if you order under $40 worth of Bitcoin, there's no fee. So you can literally get into Bitcoin with no transfer fee whatsoever by ordering less than $40 worth at cashintocoins.com. That is your solution. You can use money order, check, or wire transfer. It makes it simple. Cashintocoins.com. Sex toy ban. The story is from the Hit and Run blog at Reason.com. And there's been a lawsuit filed now in, I believe it's federal court. I actually had the lawsuit pulled up a moment ago. It's linked to in the article here, which of course we'll show you on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. Actually, no, it's the district. Yeah, it is U.S. District Court. So, federal court. Regarding the ban of the sale of sex toys to anyone without a medical, scientific, educational, legislative, or law enforcement purpose. In effect, Sandy Springs residents are required to have a doctor's prescription or otherwise prove that they only intend to use that vibrator for state-sanctioned reasons. Plaintiff Melissa Davenport told Atlanta's WSB-TV, quote, "Some people have this dirty mind about how people are going to use it. People really do need devices because they need it for health reasons and to have a healthy, intimate life with their spouse."
Do they explain what health reasons they're talking about?
Well, that's a good question. Some woods, I don't know if she gets into the details there, but she does talk about how the sex toys saved her marriage. So, for instance, if you've got a marriage that is boring and that's sexless, or, you know, maybe your partner has some sort of an issue, some kind of physical dysfunction that could make sex, you know, a la normal intercourse undoable.
But you have to get this proven by the state.
If you want to get in Sandy Springs, Georgia. Now, this only applies to Sandy Springs. You could leave Sandy Springs and go to Atlanta and buy whatever sex toys you want. But Sandy Springs, no go. You would, in Sandy Springs, have to have some sort of doctor's permission or be a member of law enforcement or the medical or scientific community with some sort of excuse to actually buy a sex toy.
Two things before you finish this article. I don't know if you have more to read. But
I do a little bit, yes.
Okay. First of all, do they explain what educational purposes they're talking about? Is it just like sex ed for school? Or I'm sure there must be some sort of like personal reason besides medical that you can get this. I'm not sure what they would count as educational.
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know if there's actually any mechanism for this. You know, they've banned the purchase of these sex toys, so odds are good that if you're running a sex shop, some sort of a video store or whatever, I guess they still have these things, considering many people buy these things online, but physical XXX stores do still exist. And so if you were running one of those stores, then you would likely take these products off your shelf. Because actually figuring out whatever the ins and outs are of this law and how you can sell something to somebody, what sort of requirements they would have to meet in order to be able to buy this piece of plastic or glass or whatever it is, would be too onerous to make it worthwhile, I think. So may not actually be a known process to, you've got this piece of paper, so you're okay.
It may just be one of those arbitrary things where it's decided court case by court case.
And I don't know if there actually has been a court case in this case, except for this one, where she's suing to get the law overturned. She has multiple sclerosis, by the way. She's 44 years old, and she says that has interfered with her ability to enjoy sex. She credits the introduction of sex toys with saving her marriage of 24 years. Not that it should make a darn bit of difference why anyone wants to buy a sex toy or how they intend to use it. Ostensibly, Sandy Springs residents can turn to online sex toy retailers with little problem, but in ordering internet dildos, they would still officially be breaking the law. I'm glad that Davenport, a spokeswoman for sexual health in the MS community, who seeks not just to purchase but also to sell the sex toys in Sandy Springs, is challenging the ordinance as a violation of her 14th Amendment rights to privacy and liberty. The other plaintiff in the lawsuit is a man named Henry, described in court documents as a bisexual man and artist. Henry has previously used sex toys in art exhibits in Sandy Springs and would like to in the future, says the lawsuit. He would also like to be able to sell artwork containing these banned sexual devices and purchase sex toys for artistic and personal purposes in the city. Henry alleges the ordinance violates his First Amendment rights as well, and the city is expected to file their response in June.
See, I don't know how they expect people to abide by this law. They're basically putting a restriction on people's sex lives. That's something that parents can't even achieve. You know, if you've got a 15-year-old kid, they're just going to go and figure it out on their own, no matter how much you try to keep them home. Like, there's no way that you can overcome somebody's sex drive, and I don't know how this law is supposed to benefit anyone. Like, what is the reasoning behind this law?
I would love to know about that as well. And maybe we can do a little bit more digging and see if we can find the bureaucrats, maybe some of the original news stories about when this law came out. I don't know how long it's been in place. So whenever this law came out, there was likely some news coverage about it, which may actually include quotes from the city councilors, whoever it was that was behind passing this thing. We'll find out maybe if we can dig up, like, what was the vote? Did anybody even vote against this? Did anyone dissent and say, no, we should be able to buy whatever we want to buy? I mean, come on, people. Aren't we adults here? And I think that, you know, to speculate, I think that this is kind of classic Bible Belt Southern Puritanism, ultimately, that all of America, to some extent, suffers from the Puritan roots that we once had. And there are certain people out there who are offended by the idea of a sex toy.
That's true, but it's not like it's some sort of morbid fetish. And the only reason that I can imagine that anybody would be against somebody owning a sex toy is because the children might see it and they won't understand it. There was actually an incident once where I went over to my aunt's house, and she lives in Grand Rapids. And somehow a dog from the neighborhood, like everybody in the neighborhood always, you know, spent time together, hung out outside.
Mm-hmm.
And one day a dog ran through the neighborhood holding a dildo in its mouth. And none of the children knew what it was or how to take
not.
It.
But it went totally over their heads. They didn't realize why that was funny. In fact, let's talk about this idea that, you know, the kids could find the sex toys. My God, what would happen? Society would crumble. 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts on the sex toy ban in Sandy Springs, Georgia. It's being challenged in court. But what do you think? This is Free Talk Live.
Gentlemen, in search of a $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
I'm a very bad man. And today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks. Once you've got new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
And you can bring up whatever you want. Share your thoughts on the sex toy ban. That's not the first one, as Ellen has found here. She can share some of what she discovered during the break there. And I was looking around to try to find some of the original news pieces about the sex toy ban, and I can't. I did like a Google search for back in 2009, which is when this ban supposedly went into place, and I was unable to, at least within that short period of time, uncover that. If you can find a better link, feel free to submit it over at freetalklive.com, where you can actually submit content for our consideration for use on the air. Or better yet, just call right in toll free at 855-450-FREE and add to the discussion. That's 855-450-3733. And don't forget, if you love freedom, you need to get to New Hampshire. The Free State Project is the reason why Ellen, you and I even know one another. I never would have met you had it not been for the Free State Project and so many other wonderful people that have come here to New Hampshire to get active, to achieve hopefully more freedom in our lifetime. That's the point of the Free State Project. You and I are both early movers. I moved back in 2006. You moved in 2013, right?
Yes, very beginning of the year.
Yeah, so it's been more than a year for you. I'm coming up on year number 8 or something like that, and it's been an absolute blast because there are over 1,500 people who are here now in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. These are people who've come from all around the world to get active, so we can actually have a shot at being more free. You can come up and join us. Well, you can come visit anytime you want, but there's a really great excuse for visiting, which is coming up in June. We're actually just about a month and a week away at this point from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Porkfest.com is where you can go. Today, by the way, is my understanding today is the last day to get the early bird ticket price of $60. The price is going to go up for the remaining 2 weeks in this month starting tomorrow. So if you're listening to us live tonight, it is Friday night. If you're listening live tonight, it's your last chance to go to porkfest.com and get that $60 price. PORCFEST.com. Hundreds of tickets have been sold already from what I understand. I expect we'll probably see over 1,500 people there in over the course of the whole week. It's an absolute blast. You don't want to miss this event. If you can only come up for the weekend, come up for the weekend. It is well worth the trip to the beautiful White Mountains in northern New Hampshire. The campground is called Rogers Campground. It's a really cool place, and it's full of really cool people for the entire week, and I would recommend you come up. We're going to be broadcasting live. Free Talk Live will be producing our show every single night from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, so we look forward to seeing you there. And if you wait until past tonight, you can still get tickets at porkfest.com through the end of the month, and then after that, you'll only be able to get them at the door at the actual event where you'll pay the most. So if you want to get a better deal, go to porkfest.com now and go and get your tickets, and we'll look forward to seeing you here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, the 11th annual, by the way, this year.
Really?
So, yeah, on to another decade of fun.
Last year was my first one. I remember it was Pork Fest X. Everybody was really excited. Actually, the weekend was the best part of it, I would say.
Yeah.
There's definitely more people there on Saturday than any other day.
A lot of people are getting off of work. They're coming out for Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It is a blast. So we'll look forward to seeing you there. We're talking about the Sandy Springs ban on sex toys. And according to the Reason.com piece, they're saying that if you're in Sandy Springs and you order a sex toy online, technically you'll be in violation of this ordinance.
So just the fact that you own one at all is going to make you a felon.
Well, I wonder about that. I wonder if the ordinance actually prohibits possession of sex toys or the purchase of sex toys.
Okay,
I haven't
so
taken the time to read the ordinance.
You could be grandfathered in if you already own some, is what you're saying?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. That's the question. Are sex toys contraband in Sandy Springs, or is it simply the purchasing of the sex toy that is is prohibited? That much I don't know. I haven't taken the time to read the actual ordinance, but it's outrageous any way you slice it. I mean, the idea that sex is so bad. You were talking before about, you know, well, what are the reasons why this would happen? And maybe some would say that, well, a kid might find a sex toy and that's somehow a bad thing because sex is bad, right? And kids shouldn't know about sex and we shouldn't be teaching them anything about sex. That way they can bumble around and find out the hard way how sex works and make a bunch of mistakes and get pregnant at an early age.
Right. And I think we tried that out like last century and that turned out to not work so well. Like, I just find it hard to believe that rational, mature human beings can't talk about or experience sex, and they have to be completely uncomfortable and go to the extent to where they would ban something like this. I mean, they do teach sex eds in sex education in public schools, and they do that for a reason. It's so that people can have knowledge on the topic so they don't do something that they'll regret later on. And I think that's an important thing to teach children. I mean, maybe using sex toys isn't the best way, but I don't see how it's going to scar their childhood if they happen to stumble upon something like that.
Well, if sex and stumbling upon sex and or sex toys, discussion about sex, if that's scarring to anyone, that's more of a statement about society and culture than it is about sex, right? Because sex on its own is a pleasant thing. It's a good thing from my perspective.
It's also completely natural.
It certainly is. I mean, if it wasn't natural, we wouldn't be here.
Exactly. None of us would be around.
So there's a natural drive towards sex. And to ignore that drive, to pretend like that drive is negative, to pretend like that drive is evil, there's all this baggage that culture, religion, society have sort of packed on to this issue. and it distracts people, and it confuses them, and it angers them, and they don't even want to talk about this, and they're upset. There's probably people turning off their radios because we're even talking about sex toys on the radio. One of the program directors is going to get a call tomorrow or on Monday from some angry listener upset that we, you know, we're talking about sex toys and sex at all on the radio. But I think that, you know, it again comes back to this Puritanism, this idea that sex is bad, that, you know, even though if you believe in God, a God, or multiple gods or whatever, if you believe you were created, then you would have to believe that sex, the drive that you have for sex, was also created. Or is that part of the devil? Did the devil do that part and only God? God only likes sex if you're doing it to have a baby, but otherwise you can. Oh, well, of course, if you're married, you can have sex then. That's totally fine. Then it's natural and healthy once you're married. But sex prior to marriage, especially with a sex toy, well, that's a tool of Satan.
I just don't see the logical connection because
there's no logic involved here.
It is a tool. I was actually just looking over this short article from WISTV.com.
Hold on to that. We'll get into it in just a moment. Scott is on the line, though, in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Ellen. Hello, Scott.
How you doing there, guys? I just tuned you in. You know, I want to pose a question with you guys, and then I'll point the other way. I believe that you're married, right?
No.
Neither of us are married.
Okay, no. All right. Well, let's say you have a marriage, all right?
Okay.
And or even if your boyfriend or girlfriend, and one day she starts shutting you off, and you find out down the road that she's been messing around with this sex toy, how are you going to feel? Number one.
Wait, just to clarify the time. Just to clarify the timeline. You're saying we were married. Then she cuts me off from sex, and I find out later that she has been enjoying a sex toy.
Right, right.
All right, now, are you suggesting that it was the sex toy was the reason why the sex was ended?
Well, I'm just throwing that question to you at that, number one. Now, here's where I would cut the line.
If I found that out, if you want the answer to the question... I'll go ahead and answer the question, then you can continue on. But if I found out that my lover or my wife or whoever that I've been having sex with had stopped having sex with me, and then I discovered that they were enjoying a sex toy instead, I would wonder what it was that I was doing or not doing that resulted in them no longer being interested in my services. And I would also wonder why it would be that somebody with whom I had had a communicative relationship before had decided to not communicate whatever it was. Because, you know, having good sex to me is about communicating with the other person. And Scott, I want to make sure you have a chance to get your thoughts out. So hang on. We're going to come back to you here in a moment. But that would seem to be a failure of a relationship to me. Somebody's dropping the ball there. Somebody's not communicating how to improve sexual encounters. More on the way. You take control on Free Talk Live.
May I have your attention, please? If you are trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're AF Plus, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now, 1-800-967-9495. AF Plus is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss. A once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight, because each capsule contains natural ingredients, including green tea extract. You'll boost your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to shed pounds in days. With just one capsule a day, be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-967-9495. That number again is 1-800-967-9495.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. We're talking about the Sandy Springs sex toy ban is being challenged in court and sort of discussing the idea of why something like this would even exist in the first place, like what's wrong with people that they would want to try to stop somebody from purchasing a sex toy. I actually have at this point pulled up the ordinance, the very specific law and what exactly they're banning. We can get back into that. We can get into the details on what they exactly intended to do with this here. But essentially, if you live in Sandy Springs, Georgia, it is illegal for you to sell any kind of sex toy or stimulation device. It doesn't seem that it is illegal to possess the device, but it's the sale of it, I believe, that is illegal. And so we're going to continue with your calls and thoughts on the matter, and you're welcome to share your thoughts here at 855-450-FREE. Don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this show and you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, then you can shop with us. Now go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links there to Amazon. And there are different Amazons, so Amazon US, Amazon Canada, and Amazon UK. Select the Amazon of your choice, and then just go and get your shopping done. Now, I don't know if Amazon sells sex toys. I'm not real sure about that.
You know, I've never searched, but I'm sure they do. They sell pretty much everything.
They seem to sell everything at Amazon. I don't want to go out on a limb and say they do. I think they might. But whatever it is that you need to buy, they probably have it. And Free Talk Live will get a cut of the sale when you shop through shop.freetalklive.com. Again, that is shop.freetalklive.com. We go back to Scott. He is in Wisconsin. And, Scott, you're back on Free Talk Live. You had asked us a question, Scott, you know, how would we feel? I think you specifically asked it from a man's perspective, but I think Ellen's perspective would be interesting here as well. But how would you feel if your loved one, the person that you're closest to, that you had been having sex with, stopped having sex with you, and then you found out later that it was because of some sex toy? Was that essentially your question? I don't want to put words in your mouth, Scott.
Well, yeah, that's the question. That's the question I asked you. And I kind of agree with your answer there. I think that I would agree with to that to a pretty good, strong extent. The next question I'll ask you, and then I'll let Ellen answer what I was asking you if she would like to. But this question is, do you think there's more people using sex toys of the same sex or in the situations of the man and the female? And I'll let you guys answer that off.
I don't understand your question. Can you
I think he's asking, do people use sex toys more in a heterosexual way or homosexual?
He unfortunately has dropped off the line, so I don't have any way of really clarifying what he was asking there. And I don't really understand the question either way, because if you're using a sex toy, a sex toy can be used in multiple ways, right? So a sex toy can be used solo, meaning that it wouldn't be hetero or homosexual in that case. It would be just personal, and then it can be used with a partner as well.
That's right? True, but I think what he was trying to ask was, like, if you're a heterosexual person, like, if you're a female, would it be more likely that you own a dildo, or would it be more likely that a homosexual man would buy a dildo?
I have no idea.
Like, honestly,
I don't think there is any more likelihood of either one. What do you think?
Honestly, I've seen a lot more straight women and men that own sex toys than, I can't say for homosexuals.
How do you know? I mean, how many of your friends, people you know, are letting you see their sex toy collection?
Quite a few, actually.
Really?
Well, not see them, but talk about them.
Oh, really?
Yes.
See, this is a different world than I live in. Is this something common? Is this like a girl thing where girls talk about their sex toys?
It probably is. I think because I've never heard men talk about it openly, but women, when they're by themselves, seem to be quite open about it.
Wow.
It's actually...
Do you have like... I know they have the sex toy parties where they'll...
Romance parties?
Yeah, they'll have these network marketing companies where, you know, oh, you sign up, you can become a gold distributor and sell more sex toys to people. And those are typically marketed towards women. That's because they're more likely to be open and talk about those things.
I was actually invited to one once, and only women were allowed to go. And it was solely because women do get uncomfortable talking about sex when men are around.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that is more likely that women are more open to talk about it. So I can't comment on whether homosexual people use sex toys or not, but I know that
I think most
women I know do.
Yeah, I think that sexual people are likely to use sex toys, right? And even that includes the people who might consider themselves very devout religious individuals who, while speaking against sex toys, probably have a secretive collection that they have in a safe somewhere or buried in the backyard or wherever it is they keep their sex toy collection so their husband or wife doesn't come across them. But tell me more about this girl talk with sex toys. So when you're hanging out with your girlfriends, somebody's, you know, they bring out their sex toys? I mean, like, at what point?
They don't
point...
bring them out. They just like to bring it up in conversation. Like, it's a normal thing, I guess. They just share. I guess it's a more of a common thing where you share ideas and collaborate on techniques or things that worked for you.
Wow.
It's kind of strange. I don't get into it very much. I just listen mostly.
So I wonder if maybe females are more likely to own a sex toy than a male is. I don't know. I mean, males tend to be plastered with the idea that they're more likely to be pornography consumers. I don't know if that's true. I suspect it is, but I don't know if it's true.
Well, it's also easier for men to
manipulate themselves.
Yes. That's what I was. It's easier for men
as clinical as possible here.
It's easier for them to reach an orgasm without using any sort of outside item.
So I suspect that would be why it is likely that females are more into this and more right. likely to talk about it.
But if back to the caller's question, though, if I were to find out that my partner was using a sex toy and not having sex with me, I pretty much would have the same answer as you. Like, I would feel kind of hurt. Why would they not tell me about this? And is there something that I could be doing differently, or am I doing something wrong? It's just a failure to express a problem, and it really just manifests in it becoming a problem for both of us in the end. So I would say that, you know, I'd be hurt, to be honest, but if they were willing to talk about it.
Because they haven't talked to you. They haven't come to you and expressed whatever the issue is that they're having, which as a partner, as a loved one, somebody who's close, you should be communicating about these things. If there's a problem in the bedroom and you care about this person, you want to try to solve that problem.
Exactly.
You don't just want to cut the person off and then become cold to them if you actually care about the person. If the person is somebody who, you know, you were just using, then shame on you, and you shouldn't get into relationships with human beings because you don't know what you're doing. I mean, that's terrible.
Unless it's a relationship where you both agreed in the beginning that it was just about sex.
Just about that, yeah.
I don't know if there's many people that do that. I mean,
they must exist.
I'm sure they exist, but not as far as I've encountered.
You know, I think that sex is a fun thing. It's a healthy thing, but there are unhealthy ways to approach it, right? I think that there are people who, you know, if for instance, your sexual encounter is all about you, I think that's a problem. I think that, you know, if you're coming to a relationship with somebody, you should be interested in pleasing the other person, and that should be part of the fun of sex, to me, at least. I mean, I'm not just in it for me. That seems very selfish.
Right. That's really what it's about, though, because it involves both of you and not just one person.
Right.
And if you want to maintain a meaningful relationship, you have to constantly communicate about those things. You can't just pretend like it's not a problem and then go off and do your own thing, because that's really just saying that you don't want to, you know, improve anything. So it's basically just going to die out.
So what about the claim that the children could find the sex toys? We have to protect the children from these sex toys. I have posted to our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter what I consider to be pretty hilarious video. There's a production company in Montreal and Quebec called Just for Laughs, and they have been producing these short 2-minute long prank videos for a long time. Usually they're somewhat elaborate pranks, which involve a lot of setup. The one in this case is not very elaborate at all. It's just funny. So they've got a mom. She's got her purse and her kid. You know, the kid's maybe like 6 years old, 5 years old, perhaps. They're sitting in a mall on a bench, and mom gets up. She's got to go to the bathroom or something like that, and she pulls over somebody. And the way they set these up is they don't use words. They just kind of – it's very international. It can be played anywhere in the world, so it's just people set to music so everyone understands what's happening. And anyway, mom pulls somebody over and gets them to sit with their kid for, like, you know, 2 minutes while she goes and does something. So while the stranger is sitting there, the kid starts going through its mom's purse and pulls out this huge dildo, and it's just hilarious, the people's reaction to this happening right in front of them. Anyway, more coming up here. Hour number 3 is on the way. You can take control on Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE.
What if humans found a habitable planet, set up housekeeping, and then got left alone by Earth and its big government? Well, that happened in Freehold, Michael Z. Williamson's seminal work. Now available for the first time in a signed, limited hardback edition. Other books in this series are also available in paperback. I cannot recommend a modern fiction work more highly than Freehold. Earth might have left Freehold alone, but it doesn't stay that way. It's war. Get your copy right now at all major booksellers and shop.freetalklive.com. Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference, one cup at a time. We've partnered with Kamano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade-grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains fucoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855- 855-326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.